How you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing amazing this Monday morning. Some places in Nairobi were cold, some were moderately okay, but I hope you all are keeping warm, staying hydrated. Please drink your water, bitches. Yeah, I just used the B word. Anyway, welcome back to Mwakami Speaks. This is our first official episode, and I want to tell you guys a story. So, yesterday, as I was sort of thinking about this week's podcasts, I don't know how many I'm going to record. So I remember the time when I was starting out in the blogging space on my own. For you guys who don't know me, I have a blog called Kenyan Collective. It's a lifestyle blog. You can check it out at www.kenyancollective.com. So I branched out from my former workspace and decided to start my blog at the worst possible time. And this was during the 2017 elections. So for the creatives who are listening, you know that election period, okay, not just creatives, but entrepreneurs, guys who are running their own biasharas, you know that that election time is like the worst time because there is no work. Guys are not giving out jobs. There's no money flow. There's no cash flow. So you're just in the house. As much as you're working on projects, for the guys who really depend on corporates and other guys to give them kazi, like there's no job at that time. So for me, there was no work. I was running out of money, including my savings, and I was in a state of panic. I'm like, what have I done? Did I actually make the right choice? Was it an impulse? Am I crazy? It was just a lot of panic. For like 6 months, I was in panic. Fast forward to 2018, I threw myself into the pack, and thank God I got a couple of gigs, including my first very big paying job, which was in February from Safaricom. Thank you, guys. So this particular memory is of a gig that was held at Radisson Blu, if I remember correctly. And there were so many journalists, reporters, bosses, PR gurus. I mean, that place was crawling with decades of experience. And here I was, fresh off the grill. I'm getting to the point of the story. So after the event, I wanted to interview one of the CEOs who had spoken in the panel. And I kid you not, this is what I was told by the chick who was handling the media guys. I swear, you guys, hey. Ooh, she told me we can only accept actual journalists and reporters to interview him. You, my friend, are still very new here. You have no audience, no skill, and a blog whose name I'll forget once I walk out of here. This is where I pause for dramatic effect, because what? The same thing happened at a musical event. I'm not going to share the name of the musical event, but it's a very big one. And I happened to be interviewing the brand ambassador of a global alcoholic brand. And one of the guys from the agency handling the brand, who also happened to be my good friend, or so I thought, comes up to the table where we are seated with this guy. We're talking, we're vibing. And this guy from the agency starts telling me how the ambassador should ditch me for a real journalist, for a real interview. Imagine that. I mean, the instances where people have downplayed who I am as a writer, as a creative, for who I am, for what I can do, the skills that I possess, are so many. Like, they are too many for me to narrate. And I want to keep this short and sharp since it's a Monday and we gotta get this bread. But I want to ask you, are you shortchanging yourself? I mean, aside from the people who downplay you, because those people will always be there. Trust me, these guys will always be there, day in, day out. But I want to ask you, are you shortchanging yourself? Are you lowballing your abilities and downplaying your skills because you think you aren't good enough unless you're absolutely perfect? Please, for the sake of what's still right in this messed up world, stop it. Stop thinking that you can't ace that pitch just because you've been there for a month or less. Stop filling your head with thoughts of, I can't get that job because I don't have a degree. Honey, do you know how many people have gotten jobs without the degrees or in that specific field? Or an actual degree, even if it's not in that field? Stop thinking that you can't work for that corporate firm because you're not the typical influencer. Huh? In short, have some confidence in yourself. It may not feel like much, but speaking some of these positive affirmations every morning or every other time in the day makes a difference. Okay? You start to actually listen to the words you're speaking to yourself, and in time, they're injected into your... You start listening to the words, and in time, they're injected into your day-to-day activities. Like, if you tell yourself that, I'm a conqueror, I can do this, I'm gonna get this, you know, I'm gonna ace that pitch, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna deliver, these things are actually going to be manifested into whatever you're going to do. That same energy that you're putting, speaking into yourself, is going to manifest into your activities, okay? If it helps, if it helps, get self-help apps or podcasts like this one, hey, or music that pumps you up. There's a movie I saw, I can't remember the movie in question, but the actress or actor, the character, said that whenever they want to feel energized or pumped, they put in the superhero, the Superman pose. Yes. So you stand in front of a mirror and you see that pose that Superman usually has, that I'm gonna save the world pose, that I just kicked your ass pose. Yeah. So you're in the mirror before your meeting, before this meeting that you have to kick ass, and you go to the washroom, you stand in front of the mirror, and you stand in the Superman pose. If you don't know what it is, you can Google it. I'm sure there are very many images on that. And you just stand there for like 5 minutes and you take it in. That pose actually helps. I tried it. It actually helps. So, we got this? We got this. And ladies, you are not unworthy, okay? If you ever feel small, if someone ever makes you feel small, trust me, honey, that's their problem because you are not unworthy. Actually, sometimes the men aren't even as qualified as you. They're just louder. So don't let them drown you out. Be confident, sis. There are days that will come, days or even weeks that will come, and they'll be difficult. It will be difficult for you to get up, to face the day. You look back at your years of work and you'll brush them off as minuscule. But honey, every single day you wake up to face the world is a good day, okay? Even when you think you haven't conquered whatever it is on your calendar, whatever goals that you have, the fact that you chose to wake up and soldier on is enough, okay? It may not feel like it's enough, but it is enough. So, do not downplay yourself. You got this, okay? Love, Mokami Speaks.